This is Bob Larson with your Market Line report for Monday, July 2nd. Well, the grain market ends the week on a high note. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Wheat was the big rally for the day, up 23 and a half cents almost. And it's really started with France cutting their crop yield. That really got the market started to roll. And I think what happened was a lot of the short covering began and started to run right into the report. As the report came out, the acreage is actually up 1.8 million acres, which is actually pretty bearish. So the market spiked up, went all the way down, really didn't take away everything that we rallied into it, but then turned right back around and we were teetering back on the highs again. And I think that selling fatigue is just absolutely over. So all the bargain hunters are stepping in. There is relief that it isn't a further bearish report. So it's very possible we're going to see a lot more gyrations.
Chicago July wheat prices closed Friday up 18 at 497. July corn was up 5 1/4 at 350. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for June ended the day unchanged, ranging from 580 to 590. Hardbread winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for June were up 17.5, ranging from 5.95 3/4 to 6.20 3/4. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for June were unchanged, ranging from 6.51.5 to 6.71.5. Live cattle for June were down $1.20 at 107 even. August feeder cattle were up 4.50 to 151.32.5. And June Class 3 milk was up 3 cents at 15.27.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.